Trap Stars.
Hello and welcome to Soul Friend. Okay, I think it's working. Okay, can you hear me in the background there, code person?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, oh wait, hold on. Feedback, hold on one sec. Okay, now say one more thing. Say something again. Where'd you go? Come back. Christy, can you help me? Sorry, our station manager is helping me. Let's see. Say something, person on the line.
Hi.
Oh, now I can hear you. Okay, wait, say one more thing.
I'm real.
Okay, you're a real person. Yay!
Real
okay,
person.
Amazing. Thank you, Christy. What?
I said I'm a real person.
You're a real person. Welcome. Okay, so I haven't done my little intro. So welcome to Soul Friend. Let's see. So I have a special last minute co-host joining us via telephone because my other person wasn't supposed to be here, but wasn't able to be here at the last minute. But we're so excited to have this person on the phone, but he doesn't want to say who he is because he's so mysterious. So we're just going to have a wonderful mysterious guest co-host. So hi, mysterious guest co-host. Hello. Hold on. I think we lost him, but he's calling back. Hold on. Where is he? Where did he go? Oh, man. Where is he? Uh-oh. Hold on. He's texting me. I guess this is... He says, just lost you. I could also drive to the studio. I'm like 10 away. I'm going to tell him to do that. Okay, do that. This is wonderful radio, you guys. I'm talking about texting. Okay, hold on. I'm going to try and see if he can call back. One second. We have all these wonderful text questions to answer about sex, but I feel wholly unprepared to do it all by myself because I'm only one person's opinion. I love to have somebody to talk to. So hold on. I'm going to tell him to call back. Call back. Okay. In the meantime, I don't know what else to talk about. I don't want to answer these questions without a co-host. I really like having co-host somebody to talk to, so I'm not going to do it. Oh, look, he's calling back. Okay. Hello? Hello, hello? Internet. It says answering. Oh, it says connected. Hello. Hey.
Hello. Okay. Am I real again?
You're real again. Yay.
Okay.
I just texted you and told you that you should come here, but how's that going to work? Can you actually drive and talk on the phone at the same time legally without killing yourself on the highway?
Yeah, I could.
Really? Are you going to do that? Are you going to do that?
I'd be on the highway. I can do that. I have to drink my coffee in the morning, though. So
okay.
I'll head down.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, we only have 45 minutes, so it's really up to you if you want to come down. Or if we keep losing you, sometimes the internet here just goes down occasionally, or like not down, but like out momentarily. So you can just keep calling back if we lose you, and I can just keep on talking anyway. Whatever you want. Okay. Anyways, okay.
I'm gonna leave my treehouse.
Okay, can we get right into questions now that we have you?
Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, you guys, this is a special episode about sex, which I'm really excited about.
It's all about sex.
Oh, yeah, it's all about sex. They're all sex.
I thought the show was always about sex.
No, the show's always about love, silly. See, this is what men think. They think that, like, it's always about sex.
They're often confused, I heard.
You what?
I said they're often confused, I've heard.
Well, yeah, but that's how it goes. Okay, first question. Well, I have a bunch, but I've got a bunch of time. Oh, yeah, if anybody wants to text in, since we have this person on the line, we're not actually able to accept calls at the moment, but if anyone wants to text in, they can text in to 213-54-LOVE-0. So text us with your sex-related questions for a special sex-themed episode of Soul Friend. Okay. The first question we have is intimacy. Oh, wait. Can I? No, never mind. I was going to tell a funny story, but it's okay. We've got so many good questions that I can talk about myself anytime. Okay. Intimacy of going down on a guy. Is it more or less intimate to have your face on their privates or your privates on their privates? Intimacy of going down on a guy. Is it more or less intimate to have your face on their privates or your privates on their... I feel like going down on someone is more intimate than having sex with someone. I don't know.
It depends on how you fuck.
That's true.
Because you definitely gotta do it. You gotta, like, to me at least, there's gotta be kissing involved with, like, mouth to mouth plus genitalia on genitalia is the ideal situation.
That's
but
true.
I like going down on girls, and to me, I feel really intimate with them because I'm literally in their, my face is in their center. But, you know, I don't know what it's like to be up there.
Yeah, I feel like for a woman, I feel like for me, it's more intimate to let someone go down on me than it is to have sex with someone. So I'm going to say that's my answer. Yeah. But I think, I think you're right.
Was this a female asking or was it a male asking?
This was a male asking.
So to know if it's more like a woman would feel more intimate. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
He's
know.
He's asking from the point of view of whoever is sucking on his dick. But yeah, I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that either. Okay, we just got another text question.
But he's asking you, like, as a girl, maybe. Like, as a woman,
maybe.
Do you feel it's more intimate, like, to go down on him than it is to have, like, coitus?
Oh, actually, well, there's
a really awkward word for
coitus. Coitus is an awkward word at all times.
That's the right word.
There's a part B to that question, which is it a double standard that a girl will let you go down on her way before she will go down on you? But the thing is that's this guy's perception, or like not perception, but like that's this guy's experience. I actually don't find that to be the case at all.
If after of this question, like, dicks are gross compared to pussies. If I was a woman, I wouldn't want to do it. But then again, I'm straight, so of course I wouldn't want to suck on a dick. But I would say, like, dudes getting their dick sucked is like a whole thing. It's like a whole, like patriarchal thing that we've learned about from, like, World of Wrestling Federation, WWF. Like, it's like a thing, like, it's this, like, puerile sort of,
I don't know if I've learned anything about dick sucking from WWF, but, like, that can be your experience.
No, it's like a whole super male, I don't know.
I know what you mean.
And then middle school, like, it started in middle school, like, and we'd say it, you know. I'm not the most sophisticated person.
Yeah.
But,
no, but I think that's a tricky question because that's just like one person's experience. But actually in my situation, I'm like, I don't know. It's tricky. Yeah, it's tricky. I'm gonna move on though because we have so many good questions. Next one is, how can you tell if she's actually... hey, Solomon. How's it going? I'm gonna embarrass Solomon for coming and visiting me. Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Solomon.
Hi, Solomon. Solomon's actually amazing because are you like, how many people were you? Like, when you...
He invented this whole thing.
You were like the beginning of K-Chung, but was it like your idea as well as other people? Or like, give us a little history. Oh wait, we're just gonna put him on the spot for 1 second. Sorry, but this is a really like on the fly show because my co-host couldn't make it, so now I'm like on the phone with a fill-in co-host, and now we have you as well. If you don't want to, that's okay. But just tell. So wait, it was like you, and then who else? Like in the beginning.
I came up with the idea when I was at the mountain school.
Yeah.
And then I told a few people about it who got really excited, like Luke Fishback and Harsh Patel.
Yeah.
And they made me do it. And
so I
got like a transmitter and stuff, and
yeah,
and Harsh did all
it was a pirate radio station as well. Kind of, right?
Well,
or should I not say that?
It was not at first. At first, no, and then for a very little while I built like an amplifier, so it was like not legal. And there was like a short period of time where the range was much larger. But then we went back to the way it originally was, where it's not licensed, but also not illegal.
Okay, and that's where it currently is. It's not licensed, but not illegal.
Yeah.
That seems like a good zone. I like that.
But it's online, right? Oh, wait, yeah. Can you actually catch it on the AM or FM dial in the Chinatown area?
Yeah.
You can, right?
Within like a
few feet. You can catch it within like a few feet.
Well, no, it's more like half a kilometer, like a couple blocks.
Well,
yeah.
Radio antennas are incredibly expensive, like to produce a signal, like you have to build one of those giant antenna arrays that are like on top of Mount Wilson, and they have like massive amplifiers. It costs millions of dollars to be able to reach your AM listening father driving around the country.
Well, for an AM This is totally not the topic of the show.
Oh, no, no, that's okay. It's so interesting, though. And then we'll go into... Actually, the next question's kind of amazing, though, so we should move on in, like, 20 seconds, but I totally want to hear
it. So the antennas for radio transmission are... The size is proportional to the length of the wavelength, the physical length of the waveform in feet or meters or whatever. And
how far it can go.
So, well, it mean it, no, not necessarily. Like the so, like an AM wave is like the full wavelength is like 480 feet from like beginning from zero to zero on the wave. If you were to look at it on a graph, and so like you need to have an antenna that's some ratio based on that. So like a half wave antenna would be like 235 feet or something like that. So that's why AM radio antennas are really tall. But then FM, because it's a much higher frequency, the antennas are much smaller, because the higher the frequency, the shorter the wavelength. So an FM antenna is much smaller. So an FM antenna might be much cheaper and easier to manufacture. And that's why most pirate radio stations are on FM, because it's much easier to make an antenna for FM. On AM, if you were to do like a proper AM antenna, it'd be really big and really expensive to make. But the way we broadcast is under these special FCC guidelines called Part 15, which allows for unlicensed broadcast if you follow certain rules, one of which is like a drastically reduced antenna size, which results in a really inefficient transmit system, which makes it so it doesn't broadcast very efficiently.
Right.
So it's like one of their ways of limiting your range is to say that you have to use an antenna that's totally the wrong size for what you're broadcasting.
But that's such a good workaround, because you're still like a legitimate radio station. You still have like a legitimate AM station.
You're actually on the radio.
You're actually on the radio, even if it's like a pretty like small little range of like where you can pick it up. But then the way that Kaechung does it is just everything's archived, so it's such an awesome thing, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, most people listen online.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people listen online. Anyways, we're a fan. So Solomon is like here, but like, you know, we're not going to force him to answer any questions, but, like, he is welcome to join in at any time. Okay, let's move on to our...
Omnipotent source force.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's move on to our next question, which is, how can you tell if she's actually into being choked and not just being part of the trend? Okay, that's a great question.
She asked for it?
Well, it's just like a joke. I mean, a lot of these questions that I got from people are just like jokes about like them making jokes. But how can you tell if she's actually into being choked and not just being a part of the trend? Do you want to answer that, mystery co-host?
I didn't know it was a trend. I just noticed every girl I was sleeping with liked it.
Really?
I just thought it was part of getting older. Like, I was like, yeah, when I was 25, girls were not like, you know, slap me around or choke me, and I, you know, like,
maybe it's just having sex for a while, and then you just get bored with like what you do in the beginning, and then you're like, okay, wait, now we have to try like being choked.
No, it would always be off the bat. It wouldn't
be really?
Like, yeah, it never like developed into that. It was like maybe not like the first time, but you know, I've gone down some sexual territories I never imagined.
Yeah,
when I was,
but I think Yeah, totally. Well, that's good. You gotta always like be exploring. But I think the essence here is that they're saying like, how can you tell if someone's actually into something or just like trying to be cool or whatever? Which my answer to that is just that like, you can't ever fake what you're into or not. You know, you have to just like be into what you're into and then like hope for the best.
Orgasm.
What's that?
Sure. Girls fake orgasms. I've heard this from a bunch of girlfriends. That they're like, oh, yeah,
you've heard
totally
this.
Faking for years for him, and he didn't even know it.
Totally. No, but that's such a different question, but that's true. But exactly, but no, that's not a totally different question. What you're saying also is just that, like, that it's I feel like it's not genuine to, like, try and be something that you're not, whether it's, like, faking an orgasm or, like, being into something that you, like, think is cool, like, being choked or whatever. So, anyways, that's my answer to that.
I mean, do people really have sex, like, based on a cool way?
I don't know, but that's the thing is, I don't know. I would never do that.
You gotta ask this person further, because
I know.
Curious, like,
I know.
What's the cool way to, how are the cool people fucking these days?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Yeah, how are the cool people fucking? Why didn't you tell us?
I'm like down. Yeah, anyway, I'm not going to talk about my favorite position, but I feel like I'm generally pretty conservative.
I would, okay. I feel like that's not true, but I don't know. We've never dated, so I don't know. Okay, next question. When is it cool to lick a girl's butt? That's such a good question. Mm. Okay. Wait, should I answer that one or should you? I guess I'm a girl.
I'm not a girl.
Shit. That's such a hard question because really you're taking a huge risk in like guessing that the person. And I'm like trying to answer this and I'm looking at Solomon feeling uncomfortable.
Sure.
Okay, but the thing
is. Definitely when it's clean. Definitely right after a shower.
Well, right. But the idea, like, what I think of is like, okay, so you're dating someone for like, okay, I don't know, 2 months or something. You've been like sleeping together for 2 months. Mm-hmm. And like, that's something that you're into, but you don't know if they're going to be into it. But that's not really something that you can like verbalize. People in the background.
You totally could, maybe.
No, but like, you're not going to be like, hey, do you like it if like I lick your butt? Like, you're just going to try it, I think is the idea. And then like, hope that they like it. But like, that's a, but also like, who cares?
Oh, like, it's sex. Like,
all that stuff is all down there.
Like, while sex.
Wait, what?
That's where I always get all the sexual things approved while we're fucking, and I'm like talking dirty in her ear, and I'm like, God, it, you know, if I were in the position of desiring to lick her anus, I'd be like, I just want to fucking rub my tongue all over your ass, like, and then stick okay. my fingers in there. And then she was like, oh, yeah, do it. And then I'm like,
so
all
you would
right,
verbalize
here,
it.
Down.
See, I don't think, I don't know. I'm more about
you
just trying something,
before.
And then if it works, then great. And then if not, then, like, don't do it again. And that's my answer to that. That's easy. Okay.
Well, don't do that shit to me, and then I'm like, don't do that.
Exactly, because that's the thing is then you say, like, don't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know, but I think maybe part of being a guy is, like, be a gentleman is kind of, like, pre-approved. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lick her butt without asking.
Really?
And
okay.
I've only licked a handful of butts, and it's usually before, like, we're going to have anal to just, like, get the butt happy.
To get
like,
the butt
hey,
happy.
What's going on back here? Coming up.
That's okay, that's smart. Okay. Oh my God, there's so many questions. I'm trying to choose the best ones, but they're all good. This one's like about the friend zone, so I'm gonna like skip it for now because that's not necessarily about sex. Are girls weirded out when a guy has fancy leather handcuffs? I'm just gonna say no. I think that's cool.
You're so sexy, Gaia.
That's super like, cool. Oh, if a guy had fancy leather handcuffs and used them on me, I'd be like, that's hot. Like, that's cool. Okay, I think I've got that one. And plus,
yeah,
it says
don't
our
you ever
girls.
Think of like all the girls with that?
Oh no! What? What were you saying?
I was gonna say, wouldn't those like in his arsenal of sex toys? Wouldn't you just conjure the other women he's cuffed up?
I don't know. Handcuffs. It doesn't bother me if my wrist is like in the same place as another woman's sure. wrist. I think that that's where
totally.
My line would be drawn on like sex toys. Like I don't know. You yeah. know what I mean? So like. Yeah, but I think
definitely
handcuffs, I think handcuffs, you don't have to throw away handcuffs after you're out of a relationship or, like, hook up with someone. I think those
yeah.
can, like, stay around.
Yeah.
Okay, if my BF comes too fast, is it rude to go in the other room and finish if he passes out? I've done that. I mean, hasn't everyone done that?
No, because my boyfriends always come in an hour.
Your boyfriends?
I have a funny story about a close friend whose boyfriend, not boyfriend, this guy she was seeing, they only had sex twice, which I thought was so suspicious on his part.
Okay.
And then the two times that they had sex, he lasted like on the dot 3 minutes.
Okay.
And she comes to me and was like, what the fuck? And see, that's a what the fuck moment. A guy shouldn't do that to a woman.
Okay.
That to me is sketchy. That's like a dude was masturbating. Because the only time I can have an orgasm in 3 minutes is when it's just me, myself, and myself.
So what should the girl have done in that situation? Like, gone into the other room? And I mean, if it was me, though, I wouldn't go into the other room. I would, like, make him, like, sure. stay up and, like, be a part of the situation. Because otherwise that's not fair. Because sex isn't just about, like, one person. It's about, like, both people. That's why it's, like, together. You know, that's why you, like, do it with someone. So... So I don't know if it's rude,
like,
but like if they pass out and like won't wake up, then
that person's a loser.
Then that person's a loser, and you should just fight with them and then break up.
Yeah. Whoever asked this question, your dude is not a racehorse. I mean, he's not a stallion.
Yeah.
And you can do better.
There
Unless
you go.
He's like the smartest, most talented person and like
I mean,
is really sweet to you, then you should get a lover. And
but with that particular question, it's tricky. Yeah. Okay. There's so many good ones. Okay. There's another one that says communication during sex, good or bad. When and what type of things are good to talk about? Oh, we kind of already touched on this, but communication during sex, good or bad. I think that communication during sex is key because you have to like tell people what you want and like give feedback and like tell people what you want and don't want. And then, okay, so that's my answer to that. And then when and what types of things are good to talk about? I mean, don't talk about the weather, but like talk about what you're doing. I don't know.
Unless it's like, this is great weather to fuck in. I'm talking about the weather. Like,
I love
how hot.
It's so hot out and I'm all sweaty and this is great. And like the sunshine feels great on my like naked boobs. I mean, I guess you could talk about the weather if you talk about it right. Yeah. But no, I think in general.
If you get sexy.
Yeah, no, that's sexy. But, like, generally, communication during sex is good.
I'm in your camp. We've discussed this about, like, having communication about sex and, like, what feels good. But I've been in this situation, like, I think 2 times now where I'm like, tell me when it feels really good, like, when I'm doing something that blows your mind. And then I get, oh, it all feels so good. And I'm like, that wasn't my question. Like, cool, it all feels good. But I'm like looking for specific geographical locations. Nothing. It's frustrating to me. Or, and ladies, I'm going to say this because I don't ever have a public forum to talk about it. But like, silent sex is the worst. Like, if you're having this
Wait,
whole,
what
like,
kind of sex is the worst? Violent sex?
Like, silent.
Oh,
like,
silent. I was like, yeah, violent sex doesn't sound great. Silent sex is like, the worst.
Like, yeah, where you can, like, you can barely, like, the only way you really can feel that the other person has an orgasm is through, like, their shivering body or something. And then afterward, it's like, oh, like, was that, like, not good for you? And I've heard this. It's like, no, that was amazing. I'm like, where the fuck was I in this sexual encounter?
Yeah, because that's not good. Because then it makes you,
positive reinforcement. It makes your dude fuck you better. Because he's like, yeah, cool. That's a good, maybe he doesn't say it in such an emphatic bro voice of his mind.
Dude,
but he'll know in his, you know, he'll know that specific movements give you an extended or heightened sense of pleasure versus other ones.
Right.
And to me, that's really important. Like, when you're going down on a girl, you know what, and every vagina is different. Like one move on one person will, like, you know, it'll be a home run, and the other one, it'll just be like, yeah, that's, like, good, and then you do something else.
Yeah, well, I think the other thing, too, that's, like, inherent in this question is that, like, you know, communicate. I mean, I think the person meant communication during sex, like, talking, like, is it good or bad? But also, I think that, like, you know, that's the awesome thing about sex is that you can communicate with your body and you don't actually have to always talk.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point is that you, like, have your hands and, like, movement and, like, you can switch around and, like, do what you want and, like, you know, pace it. You know, it's like a whole thing. And so I think that you're already communicating with your body, you know, so it's just a matter of, like, how you do that. But yeah, in terms of, like, speaking as well, I don't think there's, like, you know, I don't think that should be, like, off limits or good or bad. I think it should just be, like, a part of the process, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, and again, if it's sexy, if it's, like, hot communication, you know, like, I know this might be a generalization, but I know one of the keys to a woman's heart is through her mind and, like, ideas, saying things more than necessarily her corporal self, like, whereas guys, our body is really, like, a key to affect, like, just, like, the intimacy and whatnot, but, like, you can say beautiful things to a girl over the phone, and it'll make her want you so much more than, like, if a girl sends me, like, sexy romantic things verbally, I'm kind of like, yeah, cool, like, can you please send a picture of your body?
Like, totally. Like, it's so true, like, though. God, girls are so predictable. If you, like, say nice romantic things to a girl and like make her feel pretty and good and like sexy and desired and like flattered and like all these things. It's like so easy. She'll just want you. It's just crazy. Yeah. Okay. But yeah. We digress.
I wouldn't say it's predictable. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyways. Sorry. Okay. Let's go on. We've got so many good questions. Let's go on to the next question, which is eye contact or no eye contact.
Oh, sketch.
Did you say sketch?
Who are these people?
I mean, okay, I don't
people?
Know what, I don't know what,
with none of them.
I don't know what you're thinking right now, but like, I'm thinking a couple of things. I'm thinking that A, again, there's no rules. Like, it's not like no or yes,
exactly.
But also like, yeah, make eye contact, but don't like make it like, I don't know, create like,
yeah,
I don't know, like close your eyes sometimes or like, I don't know, depending on what position you're in, like you can't see the person's face probably or what, you know, it's like, I don't know. But I think in general, like eye contact can be very intimate, you know? And so that is one thing that sometimes if I'm with someone new and I don't feel like entirely comfortable, totally being intimate, like in an super open way,
yeah,
then like I won't want to make a bunch of eye contact or I'll like close my eyes or something, like, you know. But I think in general, like, it just takes time and building that intimacy, like during, you know, the relationship, that like it gets more natural to like, yeah. Does that make sense?
Eye contact during doggy style can be hot, like when it's happened to me where a girl turns to her side and,
oh yeah,
like,
that's true, that is hot.
So hot. Yeah.
Okay. Solomon's leaving. Everyone, goodbye, Solomon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Solomon.
Yeah.
Thanks for the radio station.
Thanks
and
for
your sweetness.
Bye. Okay. Wait, back to like such an important topic of making eye contact during doggy style. I think that can be really hot.
Did you just make eye contact with Solomon?
I did.
When you waved at him, did you look into his eyes?
I did. Totally did.
I really like his eyes. He has cute little sunglasses. I mean, eyeglasses.
He didn't have eyeglasses right now, but he's got nice eyes for sure.
They're like, you know, he kind of looks like Walter Benjamin, at least what Walter Benjamin looks like in my head.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, we digress again. Okay, I think we answered that one. No, but that's like, oh my god, this show is about digressing. This show is one giant digression.
Yeah, and I'm sure our pretentious audience, you know, likes to hear about Walter Benjamin. They're probably just thinking, they're masturbating about Walter Benjamin right now.
Right now they are, exactly.
Right now.
Oh my god, there's so many good ones. I'm trying to pick a good one. Okay.
They're all good.
Okay, how about this one? My favorite line is, I don't mind if your mouth is open as long as you don't talk. Is that misogynistic? And then the part B of that question is, what is misogynistic? Okay, so one thing in the question is, my favorite line is, I don't mind if your mouth is open as long as you don't talk. Is that misogynistic? What is misogynistic?
So a guy asked that, right?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
I would say it's not misogynistic at first. I'd say first it means you're a fucking asshole. And then, of course, if it's to a woman, yeah, it's misogynistic because you obviously don't care about who she is.
Right.
You know? So.
Well, wait, like, are they talking? I mean, they have to be talking about during sex, otherwise this question doesn't make sense. But, I mean, I guess that's not true, but, like, if you want to date someone...
We're just talking in general.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. It's unclear. But that would be insane if someone was like, you can't ever talk. That's crazy, so...
Or that I prefer it the most when you don't. Well, aren't ladies supposed to only speak when spoken to, and then, like,
oh my
only
God.
Supposed to be looked at, and
is that
heard?
Still something that that people even say? Oh, my God.
This guy is saying that. Who the fuck... I mean... I'm sure most of the people that texted you are people that I know, so thank God that we didn't say my name, because who are these people?
Okay, well, okay, wait, let's try and break...
I need names.
Let's try and break down this question and say, okay, what is misogynistic? Okay, what is misogynistic? I don't know. God, you just know when someone's being misogynistic because they make you feel like you're less than them, or they make you feel like you don't have...
Well, hate.
Or what?
The definition of the word is the hate of women. The definition of the word is the hate of women. So
oh,
maybe
really? Okay.
It's not necessarily misogynistic. maybe like that we could say that's the extreme. Like it would be like anti-Semitism, like hate of the Jewish people. And maybe it's not to that degree. Maybe the person doesn't mean it to that extreme degree. But
yeah.
It's definitely anti-humanist. Like, why would you do that? I mean, why would you be with a person? I guess because they're really hot. Maybe that's, you know, dudes do that. I've done that when I was like younger. Like, I definitely would have slept. But that's the thing. My rule now is don't sleep with anyone you wouldn't be friends with, because the next day you're going to be hanging out.
The next day you're going to have to like give them a ride home or like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, ladies, let me tell you this, or anybody. Rule of LA number one is don't separate from your whip.
I've heard you say that so many times. Also, we've gone so many places together, you and me, when I drove. Hello, you totally broke your rule.
Oh, no. Yeah, but I love you, so
okay.
I'm like, I'm down for whatever, like, kind of opinion you have about where we are, and be like, all right, let's get to fucking. But also, when we went to Paramount Ranch, we were so far away that you were like, okay, well, I want to drive because, you know, I might just want to go for, like, 30 minutes. I'm like, okay, guy, let's, like, we're going to drive, like, an hour.
I know. I just like to be in control at all times. But then we wound up staying a really, really long time anyways, and it was fun.
Too long at the Chipotle.
Oh, yeah. Later that night, we were, like, getting stuck in super bad traffic coming back.
This is none of anyone's business.
Yeah, this is super exciting radio, and it's also totally about sex, but yeah, we wound up like, this is what happens in LA, though. You drive places, and then you realize that you're going to be stuck in traffic for 3 hours, and so you basically have to just, like, get off the highway and go wherever you are, and then, like, make it a fun time. So, mystery co-host and I...
We really should have gone... Our friend Ryder had rented a bright yellow sports car because he was here from New York.
I know, we really should have hung out with Ryder. I actually regret that. We hung out with him for like 20 minutes.
Around.
I know.
Could have been going 100 miles an hour.
I know, we could have done that. What was wrong with that? Hindsight,
so
God.
And then I could have driven the car 100 miles an hour around the back streets of Malibu Canyon.
I know.
Agoura
okay.
Hills.
Regrets. Okay. Fail. Okay, wait, let's get back on to questions.
Don't ever pass up, ladies, or gentlemen, don't ever pass up the opportunity to drive in a sports car with someone who's not a douchebag, with someone who got it in a semi-ironic way, like a rental.
True.
Sports cars are sick. That's why they invented them.
I know. I drove a Tesla the other day, and it was insane. It was crazy. Okay. I'm going to go back to questions. Okay. Uh-huh. There's so many good ones. I'm going to choose this one, which is, in the modern era, are women more interested? Oh, this is interesting. In the modern era, are women more interested in being dominated? ? Basis of question is, I was raised by lesbians who told me to be gentle and respectful of women, and women often want me to dominate them, which is confusing.
Mm.
Okay, that's so interesting because it basically, I mean, let me answer that because, like, I'm a lady and, like,
yeah,
I feel
know.
Fairly, like, whatever, you know, empowered by my, like, being a lady and, like, having independence and being whatever. It doesn't matter. But
you're a self-sufficient, strong woman. That's one of the things I love about you.
Oh, well, thank you. But what's interesting there is that it's kind of funny because I kind of can relate to that because I feel as though, like, I am, you know, so responsible for my own life. Nobody takes care of me. I don't want anyone to take care of me. You know, I'm very self-sufficient. I try and be at least.
I want
them
to take care of you.
Oh, okay. And this is this is just turning into you trying to, like, swoon me on the radio right now. Okay, but the point of this that's interesting is that, like, there is a sense that is kind of like, it's cool to think about, like, sex as a way to let go of whatever kind of, like, control you think that you have over your life. So I totally, like, kind of understand that desire and, like, that want to be mm-hmm. dominated, like, sexually. Like, that's kind of interesting. Like, that totally makes sense to me. So,
yeah,
I think in the modern era, to answer the question very specifically, in the modern era, I think women may be more interested in being dominated because it's, like, not something that's, like, okay in regular day-to-day life. And so sexually, you can kind of, like, get that expression, like, out in a different way that's, like, okay because it's about sex. It's not about, like, real life, you know?
The letting go of it.
Yeah.
But, and I think that, you know, in Yeah, in the modern era, in the post-war era, we, you know, the, a woman, like, giving up control is also her, like, power position, because she's saying, here you go, she's giving it, instead of it, like, being forced upon her.
Right.
But I can relate to the being raised by women. I wasn't raised by lesbians, but, so for me, back to, as I've grown older and come into these other situations with girls of, like, wanting to be choked and whatnot, it's like, oh, that's on the menu? Okay, I'll do that for you. But it does, at first, it felt really awkward, because I was like, no, you gotta be really sweet, and, like, not that the sex has to be, like, touching a goddamn flower or something, but it, I don't know. But, yeah, I understand that person's kind of, like, slight discomfort or apprehension that it's that they were expressing about being dominant in that way.
Yeah, but also, I mean, I think that, like, so long as you don't have, you know, intentions of trying to dominate the person, you know, in a way that, like, leaves the bedroom, then it's fine. You know what I mean? As long as you're not trying to just, like, actually control them or something, you know, then I think it's fine. And so long as your intentions are good, like, you're fine. So, yeah. Okay, next question. Oh my god, we only have like, oh my god, we only have a few minutes left. We have like 7 or 8 minutes left. We gotta get through some of these good ones.
Oh shit, go.
Okay, go. Okay, how about this? How often do women think about sex in comparison to how often men think about sex? That's such a hard question. How do you answer that? I don't know.
Probably the same,
but like, how do you define that? Yeah. Like, I don't know. If I have a really busy day, I don't think about sex a lot. And then if I like have a not as busy day, I think about sex a lot. Like, I don't know. Or if I'm like talking to someone that I like, or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think about sex when I'm busy in the studio or not in a, you know, if I'm not like wildly texting someone.
Yeah. I think, let's just say that it's like the same. I just think that that's like, yeah, I don't know. Cause I think giving a number is like, it just depends. I mean, I don't know. Also, if you're in a relationship, then maybe you think about sex, like when you're having,
I'm sure there's a scientific study out there that this person can refer to via the internet.
Yeah. Via the internet. Okay. Good answer. Okay. Is there a chill way to try and position yourself so when you wake up, you're getting a blowjob? That's a good question. Okay.
Wake up before her and just stick your dick in her mouth.
Wait, what did you say?
I was being sarcastic, but I said, wake up before her and stick your dick in her mouth.
Yeah, well, you could do that.
I wouldn't want my dick stuck before I had my, you know, morning pee, but you should definitely have sex the first thing you do when you wake up. Before even you brush your teeth, that's sketchy if one brushes their teeth and the other doesn't.
Oh, yeah, you gotta both brush your teeth. That's totally true. Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
no,
that's such a good one.
No,
like,
I think
how
you
does
shouldn't
that. I mean,
brush
I guess.
Your teeth.
What's that?
I think you shouldn't brush your teeth unless you both do it.
Well, yeah, you can both not do it or you can both do it. But ew, do you really wanna kiss someone that hasn't brushed their teeth in the morning and then have sex with them? That sounds gross.
But guy, I would say this, that the person getting kissed doesn't taste or I don't know. I've noticed this because I have brushed my teeth first. I don't smell or taste anything gross on her. I just feel gross in my mouth. Like, I can only taste
my
gross.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Morning,
it's, yeah, exactly. Hold on, I'm just going to shut this door. Hold on, one sec.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, you don't hear them. I don't like hear. You don't like taste the other person's gross morning breath. You just taste your gross morning breath, but that's gross. Yeah. I don't like that.
For sure. But that's what's also beautiful about it, that you surpass, but you transgress the grossness because you really want each other. But it's sketchy if you brush your teeth and they don't, because then they're like, what the fuck? Like, and then they feel gross without you. You know,
yeah. Okay. I think the answer to this question needs to be, most of the times, both people should wake up immediately at the same time, brush their teeth, and then like the guy should get a blowjob, but then they should just have sex because that's not fair just to like give a guy a blowjob and then you don't get anything. And then that should be the answer. And then maybe occasionally if you both want to not brush your teeth and like fool around or have sex or like get blowjobs or whatever. But in general, I think teeth brushing and then like both of you having sex is like the best way to go. Because morning sex is the best. Oh my god, morning sex is great. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but wait. If the girl is sucking on the dick without brushing her teeth, she's going to be so unhappy because she's only going to be smelling her saliva.
Yeah,
all
and that's
over
so gross.
Penis.
Ew, it's really gross. I'm just going to say I don't recommend
guy.
It. Yeah. Okay, there's so many other questions. Okay, moving on. Let's see, down to the wire here. Let's see. This person just says, I don't have questions about sex. I know what I'm doing. Okay, person.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
Girl.
It's kind of awesome, and it also makes me feel like maybe you don't know what you're doing because you're saying that, but who knows? Okay. Someone else says, what's up with vaginas? I mean, that's just a funny question. That's not a question, but...
They're mysterious. And they're mysterious and they should remain so.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're even mysterious in OBGYN, like, when it comes to love.
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a pussy doctor.
I guess I'm not allowed to say who the, well, yeah, I don't know. I can't say if it's a guy or a girl, so we'll just leave that to be. Okay, how about this one? Do you think there's a market for dick pics, or will they always be kind of gross even if you have a cool dick? I just like the idea of someone having a cool dick. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
A cool dick.
I have a couple with cats in them, and I feel like, I send those out because they're comical.
Wait,
and
you have
cute.
A couple, you have a couple what?
I have a couple dick pics, like, where I'm holding one of my cats, or I have one where my cat is, like, next to me in the bed, and there's, like, a big penis, like,
like an environmental,
face,
an environmental dick pic?
Yeah, it's not just, like, here's a selfie of my dick, like, anyway.
That's really funny.
I think you should go for a novel approach, gentlemen.
What's that?
I think you should go for a more creative dick pic, gentlemen, and something that will make her laugh and not just be another obnoxious dick pic.
Well, okay, I think that, like, to answer this question thoroughly, I'm going to say that the market just depends on, like, I mean, like, if you're saying, like, is there a market for it, then, like, you're just asking, A, does the girl want it? What is the correspondence between you two? You know, does it feel natural to send one? Or does it feel like you're kind of like going way out on a limb? Like, did someone ask for it? I think that's a key question is like, did someone ask you to send a sexy picture? I think if the answer is no, then like, I don't know if you should send it.
Shocking.
And then like, don't just like randomly out of the blue be like, hey, you want to get dinner, and then like randomly like send a dick pic. That's crazy. But you could, like, if you're like talking about like, you know, sexy things or whatever, then like that's probably okay. But like I don't know, it really just depends.
I have a friend that sends me all the dick pics he gets because he gets dick pics a lot.
Is he
and
gay?
Then I enjoy and I always laugh, and it's funny because they're just all about these like massive muscular dudes, and he literally has a huge collection of dick pics. And I've even sent him dick pics too, because it's just, like,
you sent him the one of you with like your cat that's an environmental dick pic.
I don't know if I might have sent one of those and he thought it was stupid.
Oh my god, wait, you reuse the same one on each part, like on different people? Because that's another thing I'm just gonna say, that like
that seems grosser
than reusing a sex toy with like a different person.
Is like using
the same sex to like send to someone else. That's terrible.
No way. I mean, yeah, I understand how if a girl knew I did that, she'd be pissed. I'm sure there's some, if hopefully none of the girls that have gotten my cats are listening. But it's like using the same Tinder profile pic ever. It's like a good moment, and you're like, I'm not in the business like taking dick pics.
No, but that's the whole point. Okay, this is my other theory about when you're interacting with someone via text or, text or whatever. The thing is that like, it's about taking risks.
Don't copy paste.
What's that?
Don't copy paste
is a good rule, but also it's about taking risks. So it's like if someone's like, what are you doing right now? And then you like, you basically, you know, or they're like, send me a cute selfie or something. Then, or like they're not going to say cute selfie, but you have to do it right then. You have to do it right then. And it's about that moment.
It's selfie.
It's not about like sending.
I always send those.
It's not about, but it's not about like the exact perfect selfie that you look amazing. Sure. So it's not about like the best dick, but it's about like taking something for that person and then sharing it with them. And that's what the exchange is. So that's why it feels like a violation to like then just go and like. You cheapen it if you like use it on someone else later. That just seems like that's
not
cool.
Only cheap if they know it. Like I would be bummed if a girl like did that, of course, but if I didn't know, then I would be like, you know, it'd still be a great picture.
I don't know, but then you find out sometime later, because that's the other thing is you always find out, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, you know, that's the, you know, cross that bridge when that comes.
That's the what?
I said, you cross that bridge, you know, when that comes.
Yeah, when you, yeah, that's true. True. Okay. I think we answered that, though. Yeah, we had a conversation about that. Yeah. So the answer, okay, will they always be kind of gross? I don't think the dick pics are gross. I just think it depends on the context. Blah, blah, blah. We get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we have time for one more question. What's the difference between what a man thinks is kinky and what a woman thinks is kinky? Could you demonstrate what a typical male fantasy is versus what a typical female fantasy is? Oh, man. Well, that's really personal, so I'm not going to, like, answer, like,
it's
what my fantasy is. That's crazy.
Let's skip that one. That can't be our last one.
That's crazy. I'm not going to talk about that. Let's see. Okay, but wait, can we answer it without being specific to us? Like, can we say, what's the difference between what a man
thinks?
No, it's
subjective. Like, who are we to define either of those things?
Yeah, okay, that's true. But also, I mean, you could approach it.
Here, give it a go.
Okay, I'm not going to totally answer it, but I'm going to kind of answer it and just say that you could approach it from, like, how men maybe... Oh, that's such a hard question. I was going to say about, like, what context men learn about sex versus what context women learn about sex. And maybe, like, maybe that men learn about it more through porn, but, like, women also learn about it through porn. So, I don't know. It doesn't, that's a hard question. I'm just going to say that, like, have a conversation with whoever you're dating about what you want and have a conversation about what they want and try and, like, be open-minded to what they want and what you want and, like, be honest and, like, hopefully you like the same things. That's it.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay, let's do one more and then...
This is so fun.
And then I think we're going to get kicked off, but nobody's kicking me off yet. Okay, last one.
Solomon left.
Last one should be... let's see. If love isn't about sex, what do you do if the person you love doesn't want to have sex with you? Aw, that's terrible. If love...
It's the fact.
What?
Like, face, you know, at one point you're going to have to accept that you're in that unrequited love position and either use that as your muse or moveon.org.
Wait, I don't totally understand your answer.
If you're with someone that doesn't love you back, you're going to have to eventually accept that you're in the position of an unrequited love and use it as, like, your muse and be like, okay, I'm in this... you know, position, and I'm gonna, like, keep pining over them, and blah, 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 and maybe you'll write, like, great poems, like, that's what most great poetry has been written about, or whatever, but, and if, or, you just accept it, like, hey, this person doesn't love me, and then you moveon.org.
moveon.org. Okay, what's so funny about that? What's so funny about your answer is that the reason I didn't understand in the beginning is because I was actually thinking of it in terms of, this is like how crazy and monogamous my brain is. I was thinking about it in terms of like if you're in a relationship already with someone and you guys love each other, but that the one person doesn't want to have sex. I wasn't even thinking about it of one person being in love with someone else and then them not wanting to have sex. So you're, I think you're
correct.
That's
when you get a lover. Get a lover.
Yeah,
like,
get a lover.
That's what I was saying earlier.
No,
marry,
but I can't
marry
do that.
The
first
person you love.
Uh-huh.
And fuck the hot cool boy artist or something. Like,
ew.
marry your heartless Wall Street tycoon so that you can go on fancy lunch dates with your, like, oil painter girlfriend, boyfriend,
whoever. Oh, God.
Whoever.
That sounds really complicated. I think I'd rather just, like, not do any of that. But no.
You're young. Wait till you're 40. 50.
God. Ugh. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. Everybody, I don't know how to wrap that one up. I think that it's just difficult. I'm just going to say that I have sympathy for people that feel like they're in love with people that don't want to be with them, because that sucks. But at the end of the day, once you realize that that's happening, then you need to learn how to, like, remove yourself from that situation so you don't get hurt, you know? If it's really the case that the person, like, isn't going to go there with you and, like, be able to, like, be sexual with you and, like, actually have a relationship. So I'm just going to say that,
well,
like,
my current girlfriend, her boyfriend isn't sexually attracted to her, and like, but I super am, and you know, maybe they have a more like deeper relationship, you know, and I'm this crazy erratic person and he is more stable and like,
wait,
yeah,
did you say that your current girlfriend's boyfriend, what?
Yeah, my current girlfriend's boyfriend is like, you know, financier, and there's like this like young successful guy, but then he has like zero sexual attraction to her, and she like begs him for sex and it doesn't happen, and she's like this gorgeous, amazing, bright, like shining person, and then she's just like, you know, and that's what she loves about me, that I'm completely like infatuated with her.
I think that you're skipping over the fact that you have a girlfriend who has a boyfriend, which is funny, which we should leave it at that and just say that that's kind of crazy and funny.
No way, 2015, I'm so over definition.
Oh, that's good. Well, good for you.
That's her problem, not mine. I'm just willing to, you know, serve my country.
You gotta serve your country however it calls to you.
Yeah, my community.
Exactly. Okay, I'm trying to figure out what song we should play at the end here. There's so many good ones.
Love Shack.
Love Shack. I've got like four songs. I got a new computer recently, so I've got like four songs on here that I've got to choose from.
Ballin'.
I know. Oh my God, it's such a nice computer. It's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Mystery co-host, thank you so much. You're the best for joining us and for answering all these questions.
No, you're the best.
You're the best. It was super fun. It was basically us talking about sex, except on the radio, which is like what we do normally, except not on the radio.
We do it.
So that was good.
I got to be a little more controversial than I normally am with you, though.
On the radio or no?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know. Like,
I feel like our conversation just now was exactly the same as it always is.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, except we didn't use names, which was good. I'm so proud of us. Good job, us.
I know, we're so gossipy normally.
We did such a good job. Okay. No, we're not. It's not gossipy if it's about you. It's totally not gossipy if it's about you. That's totally wrong. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I still thought of that as gossipy, but you're right.
No, it's not. Totally. Also, oh yeah, okay. They're probably kicking us out, but also I was thinking about what you said the other day, one last thing, about, what was it? It's like the Eleanor Roosevelt quote or something, or maybe not. What was it where it's like,
The
Eleanor Roosevelt quote where it's like, is it Eleanor Roosevelt? It was something about like how intelligent people talk about ideas. Like,
oh, Eleanor Roosevelt, yeah.
What's the quote? It's like, say it.
Like, great minds talk about ideas, average minds talk about events, and then simple minds talk about other people.
That's such a good quote. And then where does that leave us if we just talked about sex for an hour? Where do we go?
No, you know, thing of you and I, like, you know, you and I oscillate between all three, and I think sometimes you need all three in order to get to any of them. Like, you definitely can't talk about events without talking about people, even if you're talking about great ideas. Like, we could be talking about fucking Gandhi, and you gotta talk about homeboy.
That's true. You gotta have balance. I think the answer is you gotta have balance.
Yeah, well, and I think this is necessary. Like, you have to then talk about the historical struggle for emancipation of a group of, you know, marginalized people. So you're talking about events, peeps, and ideas.
Or if you just want to talk about sex, just tune into Soul Friend. But next week it'll be a normal, or not next week, 2 weeks from now it'll be a normal love opinions of all types of relationships, dating, and sex. So tune in then.
I probably won't be invited back.
You probably what?
I I was like, and then to our listening audience, I probably won't be invited back.
Oh, no, that's not true. I mean, I like to mix it up with my co-hosts, but you can be invited back at a later date. Not 2 weeks from now, but at a later date, for sure. Anyways, okay, thank you so much. We're going to tune out because I'm going a little bit over on my time. But thank you, K-Chung, 16:30 a.m. So excited that we had Solomon here, too. That was so nice. Thank you again, mystery co-host. I'm going to say goodbye to you, and thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, I love you, mean it.
Bye, I love you, bye.
Bye.
Close your eyes. Now relax your mind. Now I want you to picture yourself far, far.
All your thoughts aside, girl, we're about to take a ride.
I don't want you to have a care in the world right now. It's just you.
Let it go.
And me. In this moment. Quiet. Listen.
Baby, take your mind into a zone. Imagine that we're all alone. Two ways off and our friends are gone. Now picture you and me getting it on. Take my hand and come with me. Let's indulge in fantasies. Cast your cares and worries and slowly fall into this ecstasy. I'm gonna rub your body, so baby, just relax. You've been pouring out your loving, and now it's time to pour it back. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
All night long, me stroking your body. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Whipped cream and strawberries. Know what I mean?
Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Candles and oils surrounding the bed.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Me kissing your body from feet to head. My fingers walk. Take a second and imagine the opportunity. You and me sharing sexual energy. Now, girl, just meditate on you being in this chair. Then close your eyes and act like we're not even here, girl. I'm gonna rub your body,
so baby, just relax.
You've been pouring out your love, and now it's time to pour it back. Imagine,
imagine, imagine, imagine, imagine, imagine, imagine, imagine, imagine, imagine, imagine, imagine,
me stroking your body.